Broadcasting live from the beautiful Sheraton Imperial Hotel in Durham, North Carolina, it's the North Carolina Technology Association's State of Technology Conference. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
I'm Michael Lau. We're back here at State of Technology at NCETA. Here with the lovely, lovely Anne Revell Petcher.
She's sweet. It's so nice to be here. I love being at this conference. This is such a fun conference.
I know. And they had some great booze last night, right? And we're going to talk about booze, B-O-O-Z-E.
It was T-H-S, yeah. B-O-O-T-H-S, that too.
No, but and we're going to talk a little bit more about stuff like that, right?
Hey, you know what? I got to tell you something. Just like one of my favorite companies in the world right now is about to launch next month. And they're based in my hometown of Wilmington, North Carolina.
That's right. We have the marketing director.
We do.
That's correct. Of NextGlass. It's Jim Kittredge.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, this is a very cool company. What you guys are doing is very, very cool. I'm going to let you tell the world what NextGlass is.
All right. Well, what NextGlass is a software company that is going to eliminate the risk in buying wine and beer for both consumers, retailers, and merchants.
So from a consumer standpoint, I love this thing. I'm going to tell you I love this. I'm a sort of a wine kind of girl. I love my wine. And I don't like wine I don't like.
Absolutely. What we do from a consumer standpoint is when you go into a grocery store, if you tell us two or three wines that you do like, we can recommend you other wines that you haven't tried so that when you go to a grocery store, you can pick the best wine and you're guaranteed to like it. So we eliminate the risk of wasting $50 on a bottle that you may absolutely hate.
Or worse yet, if I'm at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
That's going to be very expensive then.
$50 for a glass.
But you actually have the ability to allow me to sort of take a picture of the menu, right? And
that's correct. We also have in a restaurant setting, you can look at the menu and it will tell you exactly what you'll rate each wine on the entire menu. And
based
you do not have to
I
enter
like.
Anything in. And it's all based on your
wow.
exact taste.
Well, I can speak to this. The winos are kind of nuts, man. I mean, they're crazy about their wine. Right up the alley for them.
No, it definitely is. But it's also geared towards the mainstream consumer. So the other 98% of wine consumers
sure.
who purchase wine at grocery stores and restaurants.
And it gets more fun because they'll try new things, too. It's not going to be Yellowtail every time.
Exactly.
But it's really cool because, you know, it's good for beer, too.
It is.
Oh, now you have my attention.
Yep. Now that the craft beer brewery thing's taking off, they can really use this because there's...
Absolutely.
You can go to a restaurant, they can have up to 60 beers on tap and... I have no idea.
Where do
they
I start?
Are.
Yeah, let's go with the A's and the B's.
Well, so like, when I tell people about this, you know, their first response is, "Oh yeah, there's a lot of wine apps," and I'm like, "No, you don't understand. This company has chemists on staff. Tell us about the back end."
Well, the back end, what we do is we blend science and software. So what we do is actually we do a chemical analysis, so we can look at each wine and beer at a molecular level. And what that does is we can look at 22,000 data points and figure out exactly which molecules you like in your wine and beer, then recommend you wine, and we are incredibly accurate where we are almost never wrong.
Wow.
It's amazing. So you've got this cool like device that you insert into the wines. How does this work? Draw us a picture of your testing.
All right. Well, we used to actually inject a needle into the bottles, but now we pull the corks and then we fill them with nitrogen so that the wine or beer does not actually interact with oxygen.
Oh.
And then we stick a really long needle to get the wine or beer at the very bottom of the bottle and get that out of it. And then we put it through what's called a mass spectrometer, and we do a liquid chromatography to figure out exactly what the molecular structure is of that alcohol.
So as the director of marketing, what's your challenge here? There are some very unique challenges with this.
Yep. The biggest challenge here is getting the user adoption that we need to hit to keep on growing. So we're looking to get 500,000 users by the end of the year, and we're launching in mid-July.
Are you getting
mid-July?
Wow, that's coming
it's
up
a little bit later.
Are you guys getting restaurants on board and then trying to reach the users, or what's your pathway?
We're following a lot of different pathways. One of the things we're going to be doing is we're going to be getting almost a good majority of the menus across the U.S. But one special thing we're doing is in New York City. We're going to have what's called beacons, which is a little
You're
device.
You're using iBeacons.
We are using a
form. Oh, my word.
We're going to be the first company to launch more than 100 beacons, and we'll be There'll be one in every restaurant in New York City.
Oh, man, that's so cool.
Yeah, it'll be really cool because as soon as you walk into a restaurant, we will immediately know where you are, and we can pull up their menu and push exactly which wine or beer that you will like and give you offers for them.
Okay. So, Mike, you're a beer drinker. Let's talk about beer for just a second. You know what they do with beer?
Just a second, because I can talk all day.
Yeah, so you know what they do with beer?
What do they do with
beer? The first thing they do is they look at the bubbles.
Carbonation.
Look at that first. And
then
what
do
they do?
Why is that first?
Wait, just one quick sec. So they look at that first, and then they take out all the bubbles.
We do remove the bubbles.
But I like the bubbles.
Yeah, that's just for testing. You'll get your beer with the bubbles.
So explain the process to me.
Well, with beer, we have to obviously pop the cap.
Right.
That's how you open beer. We can't stick a needle through it, so.
Yeah.
We pop the caps, and then we fill it with nitrogen again, and then we take a sample out, and then with that sample, we actually have to remove the carbonation because that will mess up your entire chemistry equipment.
Oh, so it'll actually damage your equipment.
It will. Okay. And, and the data will not be as clean. So what
sure.
we do, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this live, but we use a
very...
The internet. Don't give away the secrets, but you test it for the same sort of chemicals.
We basically remove all of the carbonation.
Sure.
And then we run it through our same...
Your spectrometer.
Spectrometer, exactly. And then we have all of the data on that beer. And we do it the same way for every single beer, so it's a very consistent data source.
Now, can, like... You see, the thing with... I mean, I'm sure it's the same with vineyards, too, and people who are fermenting wine. But with the craft beer phase, I mean, they start out really local and really small breweries, right?
No, they definitely do.
So do they send you the beer and say, hey, will you add this to your database? And you're just all too happy to put it in there, right?
Yeah, breweries can absolutely send us a beer. I mean, you can brew a beer out of your garage if you want
to
test it.
Well, my dad and I do. We brew beer, so can we
send
like,
it.
We can
send it
to
us,
you, right?
We will test it. We'll put it in our system.
That's so
and
cool.
Recommend it,
even if there isn't any. That's funny.
That might be an
that's
issue.
That's an issue.
We'll
supply is
out.
A problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's cool. I mean, so, are you a beer or wine guy, or are you a yes guy?
I'm a yes guy.
I'm a yes guy also.
If it tastes good, I'll drink it.
So, but you can build a profile in your app, right?
No, exactly. And honestly, I don't know that much about wine, so this app would be crucial.
Absolutely.
When I go to a grocery store, I have no idea.
Yeah, I can tell because you go to the grocery store, which is like I never buy wine at the grocery store, like ever.
Where do you buy wine at?
I either buy it online or I buy it at boutique wine shops.
Wow.
I go to wine shops.
That's awesome.
Sounds expensive.
But don't tell your customers
I'm
that.
I'm a Kendall Jackson guy.
Because I know that it's really important for people who do buy their wine at grocery stores.
Yeah.
To be able to understand how to go beyond, you know, step one. And you also have some really strategic relationships with the grocery stores.
We do.
You explain that then.
We can't name any specifics, but
sure,
we've partnered
sure.
with most of the big box retailers as far as grocery stores goes. So anything that's a national chain, we've partnered with them and we'll have their inventory in our system for when we launch, so we know exactly where the wine we're recommending you is located.
Right, so I can sit at home, and obviously you have my GPS location there, so I can say, okay, I want to get some red wine. And based on my taste profile, you can say, okay, at these stores, there's these wines.
Right, exactly.
And these are, in ranking, these are the one bottles we recommend. Here's the price, and this is the store they're at.
Yep, and we can also tell when you walk into the store that, hey, you're in Harris Teeter, this is their inventory, and these are the bottles of wine that you'll like.
That is insane.
But past that, you can also walk around a store, point your phone, and say, oh, I like this bottle, this looks cool. We can tell you what you'll like.
Just by the label, not even by a QR code or barcode. Or
point your phone at the front of the wine bottle, and we'll give you a score like a 95 out of 100, and you'll know you'll love it.
So this is rolling out in July, and is it a pay-to-play, or how does it work?
Completely free for everyone.
What? No.
Yeah, forever. Consumers will always have it for free.
Somebody's going to pay.
I'm definitely going to download it. Who's paying?
Business owners eventually, but that's a while away, so let's get consumers first.
We've got a really nicely funded company here with some really smart people running it, so.
We do. We'll figure it out once we get the users.
I'm excited about it. This is really cool stuff.
Yeah, it's very exciting. July is when we're launching, so look out for it.
I'm definitely going to look out for it. Because I try to get my fiance, well, it'll be my wife then, into some beer. And I'm just like, okay, we'll try this. And I'm doing my best. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But this is going to expedite the process.
Yeah, one cool thing for that is when your fiance does make a profile, you can combine profiles so you can find a beer or wine that you both will love. So it's not just
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So you can do like a circles. And if I know who's coming over and they have profiles, I can kind of like.
Yeah, you can figure out the best wine for the party to bring. Or if you're buying a gift for maybe your fiance's mother and you want to impress her. You can say, hey, I have $50. What's the best wine?
I put a price point in?
You put a price point in. We'll give you the best wine for that price
point.
We're talking about your mother-in-law.
Your mother-in-law, so it's important.
Yeah, I'll bump it up to maybe 75.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, this is not a $15 purchase, just FYI.
I mean, you can buy a $20 bottle of wine, and we can still give you, it might be better.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so you can put like a range in, I guess?
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. Where can folks go to learn more?
Nextglass.co is the best place to learn more.
No M.
No M, just nextglass.co. And we have a beer beta that will be launching soon where you can sign up and rate some beers, and we'll give you some recommendations off those ratings.
I'm going to sign up for that beta.
We also have a wine beta.
Biggest beta tester you've got.
They're beta tasters.
We have beta tasters for the wine. You're
a beta taster.
How do you like it so far?
I love it. In fact, not only that, I said, hey, you don't have enough of this kind of wine that I particularly like, these kinds. I love things from Spain and Portugal. And you know what? Within a couple of weeks, I swear to God, Kurt had wines from Spain and Portugal.
That's so cool.
That's how we do it.
You got
to
listen.
Very cool.
Yeah, we listen to the customers. So ask for a wine, we order it.
It's very cool. All right, Jim. It's been great to have you on the radio.
It's been awesome. Thank you, guys.
We appreciate you spending the time with us, and we look forward to hearing more about you in July.
Thank you. Talk to you guys soon.
Okay.
We'll be back in a few.